This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is off this week, so we are at the issues of the day, the normal overview of, there's no such thing as normalcy, right? Every day, everything seems to be in play, no matter what time of year it is. We like to think that we could push all the rest of the world out of the way, right? Just push everything from now till Christmas, push everything out of the way. But that doesn't work sometimes. I'd like it to work, but it doesn't. There are all kinds of things happening around the world, and so they require some coverage, consternation, and clarification sometimes, comments. But then we move on into the Christmas tree world. It's the holiday season, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, Jennifer, you got your Christmas tree, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I've had my Christmas tree since before Thanksgiving. It was.
Did you get it locally? Where'd you get it?
It's a fake.
From a box.
Because in California, if I was going to get a real tree, I wouldn't be able to get it till probably this weekend. Otherwise, it would get dead before. Mm-hmm. California's not a great place for a live tree.
Yes.
I miss live trees, and I know this year Victoria made the transition to fake tree as well.
Yeah.
And here's a good thing. Here's a good reason for doing that, Victoria. This one I actually just pulled especially for you. Because there is a tree shortage, which miraculously happens every year around Christmas time, a lot of people are going broke in New York City trying to get a live Christmas tree. Soho Trees in Manhattan is selling the city's most expensive Christmas tree. $6,500 for a single Fraser fir tree. Now, this is a big one. It's 20 feet, but it's $6,500. You could get 3 Louis Vuitton bags for that.
Well, we always got a Fraser fir, a live Fraser fir. This is my first fake tree ever. It looks okay, but
why did you get it?
Well, because we got one last year, and we have forced hot air in our apartment, and it just the tree died away, and so it just didn't seem worth it again. So we got a fake one, and you know, it looks nice. It's fine. It's big. It's 7.5 feet, so it looks nice. But we always would buy a Fraser fir because I just love how they almost have like a bluish tint to the needles, and they smell amazing. But our Fraser firs in New York City, we would spend. For like a 6 foot tree, $125 every year. So, I'm not surprised that, but $6,500 is crazy.
Who has
room for a 20 foot tree?
I know that's true, but they actually sell this. So if you don't want the 20 footer, you can actually get whatever you want. But it's $325 per foot, and this is all about those Fraser firs that people like.
Yeah.
They're in demand. He said we're sold out, and apparently, according to this vendor and others, who might be a little less expensive than the Soho lot, there are still like. I mean, they're still paying at least about $100 a foot.
Yep.
During the economic crash of 2008, farmers in North Carolina's Smoky and Blue Ridge Mountains planted fewer Frasers, which resulted now in the fewer trees that are available as they reach maturity, according to the National Christmas Tree Association.
It takes about 10 or 12 years for them
to
maturity.
So they're saying at Manhattan's Tyler Trees, which is on 10th and 44th, there's a Fraser fir that'll run $14.99, including delivery, though, installation and setup. So there's that.
Including delivery. Good.
This lady who bills herself as the New York City tree lady, her name is Heather Neville. She upped her Fraser prices by 20% to $850, but the price reaches closer to $1,300 once you consider delivery, installation, stand, and tip, which is all included, so that's a deal. It's the biggest increase they've ever seen in 16 years of operation, according to this woman who is based in Chelsea. She also pointed that big box stores like Home Depot have driven up prices by buying out the small crop of Frasers in bulk, and now there's nothing left for the mom and pop, so they're charging a lot of money if you're going to be hitting up smaller tree lots for the holidays. So keep an eye out. Those Fraser firs are going to be expensive this year, especially if you're on the East Coast in New York City.
Wow. Do you know who Adrian Lovett is?
No.
No.
No. He is the head of the World Wide Web Foundation. And he, over the weekend, was involved in a press conference in which he said the Internet, quote, is at a real crossroad. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Doesn't sound too authoritative. I can't get it out. He said, I think we're in a place right now that is a real crossroads. On one hand, we can see an incredibly exciting path for the World Wide Web. We're nurturing a lot of people with information. It's creative. It's liberating. Enables people to build businesses, claim their basic rights, all the very best in the past 25 years. Does it seem like? It seems like it's been around forever, doesn't it, to a point? But actually, when you get right down to it, the Internet's only been around for about 25 years.
Well, yeah, since Al Gore invented it. So,
right, you know, exactly. It's just about the right time. Yeah. So on the other hand, he said there's another path that we are more than familiar with, which is a much more dystopian use, a dark path. We have increasing numbers of data breaches, the further spread of disinformation, misinformation, government shutting down Internet access in different parts of the world, censoring. So all of those things add up to a moment of opportunity. The World Wide Web Foundation and the people that are at the top of it. It's a non-profit organization. I thought it was very interesting, though. The other fellow, co-founder, Tim Berners-Lee, said, quote, how we respond to this abuse will determine whether the web lives up to its potential as a global force. And I thought that was interesting, given that the House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill to combat one of the biggest problems with connectivity, and that's robocalls. There were only three people. This is something that Victoria's representative Frank Pallone is the one who introduced this bill. We all have robocalls. I have so many of them. It is. I want to throw my.
Everyone does.
Just the ring,
get away from
ring,
it.
Ring.
And the thing that
rings
is that there was that do not call registry, which was just supposed
never
to
work.
The day. It doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't work at all. Nope, doesn't do a damn thing. So,
and the ones I hate are the ones that come on the cell phone that tell you that the social security is at risk. I mean,
older people
are freaking out about that. That's
what
ridiculous.
Kind of a person does this sort of thing? Where do we have these kind of human beings that
I
do this kind of stuff?
I got into an altercation with one of them.
How do you mean?
Oh, did you? I've actually only gotten messages left. Your social security, this is the social security office, and you need to call us immediately and all this other stuff, which obviously I never call back, but I didn't know that there was a live person there. So were they trying to scam you and you answered?
Yeah, they were calling nonstop. I mean, when I say nonstop, I mean literally this was multiple times every single day from the same number, and they would leave messages, and they would say, I think it was that my social security was at risk or something, and they wouldn't stop. And so finally, I just picked up, and they said, please hold to be transferred to blah, blah, blah. So I waited, and this guy answers speaking the King's English. I mean, really just, you know, giving it to me, I need your social security number. And I said, listen here, you blankety blanker.
Yeah, right. Good.
Stop calling my phone. I know you're a scam artist. You know, go, you know.
I do a radio program and I'm going to out you.
Yes. No, and so I was a little rough around him. So then he all of a sudden, once I started on that, he switches to his real voice, which is with a heavy, thick, like Arab accent. And he starts saying very nasty things, including some of the nastiest words you can think of for ladies' genitalia, right back at me. And so finally I hung up and screamed. I said, listen, I've got this number. I'm going to call and report you to the police, blah, blah, blah. And then I hung up. And, I never heard from him again, so that was cool. But it's amazing how he went from being Bob to, like, being some guy, God knows where he's stationed. And, I don't know.
Yep.
But see, how many people believe that? This is what's so funny. I think about my grandparents, who were wonderful and smart and beautiful people. If they got that call, they would flip out, thinking that somebody had messed with their social security.
Not knowing.
Because they rely on it.
Yep. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. So I was hoping we could find the old Batman theme. Batman. So in Los Angeles, the police department there is testing a device that wraps up your body. I know how. Trying to figure out this. That's what the Batman used to do. Remember, from the Batmobile, they wrap the plastic or the rope or whatever it is around the bad guys. So yeah, they're actually going to do this.
That's what the LAPD is going to do now. Instead of actually just tasing people, but don't tase me, bro. There's a new device that they're going to be using. At least several hundred LAPD officers are going to test it out. That won't use force, but it'll detain people. It's called the BolaWrap 100, and it fires a Kevlar cord that ensures that your body cannot move. It's going to restrict mobility, giving officers a few seconds to swarm the person without using measures like a taser or a gun. This was made by Las Vegas's Wrap Technologies, and it deploys a tether to entangle someone between 10 and 25 feet away.
Barbed better shooting him, though, right?
The tether.
If
yeah,
the person has a gun, does it work fast enough to get the gun wrapped
that
up with
I don't
him?
Know. That might be Batman material, but I think this is going to be, instead of, I think cops are still going to have to use lethal force if someone holds a weapon, pointing a weapon at them, but this would probably replace the taser more than anything else. When they're trying to control someone who's unruly, instead of tasing them, they'll just Batman them.
Wrap them up. Okay, use your imagination on that one, boys and girls.
You will say, make sure it's bubble wrap.
Like that, yeah. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time. Christmas, Darlene Love. Crank this up, will you please? Everybody clap. You ready?
Clapping time.
Dreaming of a white Christmas. What do you mean clapping time? I was clapping time. David Letterman dubbed Darlene Love the Queen of Christmas after she sang her classic Christmas Baby Please Come Home for 28 straight years on his program and then for the last 5 years on The View. While Christmas has taken Darlene Love all over the world, she has one big thing still on her wish list, being part of the annual Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center. She said, "I keep saying I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. I've never done it, but it's never too late. I still really do believe I'll get to light that one day." I think somebody's going to say, "What were we waiting for? Why haven't they done that yet?" I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, they put Mariah Carey up there every year. Yeah, it's a lip sync, right. So why not let Darlene Love do something?
Exactly. Darlene says she's happy to be part of other holiday celebrations, including being in the cast of the new Netflix movie Holiday Rush, which premiered last month. A run of concerts. She's going now all month long until the 22nd of December. In fact, she's coming around here, and I was thinking of going, but I didn't want to go by myself, so I figured, well, the music, she's been more prevalent, at least when I've turned on the radio. I've been driving a lot in the last 4 or 5 days, and I've been listening to Christmas music stations, both in Boston and Worcester, and she's been there, for sure. She remember, by the way, she was the wife of Danny in the Lethal Weapon series, if people don't remember. That's Darlene Love, who plays Danny, what's his face?
Glover.
Yeah, Danny Glover's wife. Anyway, she says she's happy to be a part of holiday celebrations. Jason Derulo, meanwhile, is going to join Darlene for her appearance in the episode of The View on December 20th. Darlene also recorded All Alone on Christmas for Home Alone 2 in 1992. She recorded Christmas Baby Please Come Home 1963 for a Christmas gift from Phil Spector, which she recorded with members of the Wrecking Crew, plus Sonny and Cher in Los Angeles. She said, "I kept saying, you're going to do a new Christmas song? That's not going to work. Nobody wants to hear a new Christmas song." Phil Spector started adding all the bells and whistles. And once we finished with it, I listened to what we did. Everybody was there and said, wow, I think we got a monster on our hands. And 55 years later, here we are. Love credits her continuing stamina on 5 a.m. kickboxing classes 5 days a week. She has no plans for a new album to follow. Introducing Darling Love came out a couple of years ago, but she's not ruling it out. We have a few sticks in the fire. It's just seeing what catches fire. So that's the story of Darling Love at Christmas time. Now it's Keith Urban in the spotlight. Has released a new Christmas song called I'll Be Your Santa Tonight. He sings about bad weather ruining his holiday with a massive snowstorm stranding his loved ones all over the country. Rather than throw in the towel, he makes the best of his time alone with his lover. We can be naughty or nice. Don't worry, baby. I'll be your Santa tonight. Really? Is that the way the lyric goes? Crank this up, will you, please?
The weatherman says it ain't gonna snow this year. And the fog is too heavy to cut a path for the reindeer. Your sister's stuck in Denver. And your mama.
This is a real downer. Why would anybody want to listen to this?
I think it's a cute hook, though.
Really? You like this, Jennifer?
I love his voice.
I do like it. I just think it's funny. I don't know. I'll be your Santa tonight. That's sort of creepy, isn't it?
It's kind of creepy. Yeah, that's what I think.
So you're going to break and enter into my house.
Yeah. Be your baby tonight. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it's working under the presumption that the deadly shooting at a Florida naval base on Friday was an act of terrorism.
We are looking very hard at uncovering his motive.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas saying the shooter who died at the scene was a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, and authorities believe while he acted alone in the actual shooting, he may have had friends who knew about the plan ahead of time and didn't say anything about it. A deadly weekend for law enforcement in the USA. An Arkansas police officer dead after being shot outside of the Fayetteville police precinct on Saturday night. Also on Saturday, a Houston cop was fatally shot, confronting a suspect. A Huntsville, Alabama police officer was killed back on Friday.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to another half hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara's on vacation. Well, she went to Mexico for some of this week, right? Wouldn't she go to
Mexico? She's in Mexico, yep.
Mexico, having a nice... Well, you wonder, where does a single woman go and be safe? Where does that happen in
Mexico? Hope wherever she is.
Yeah. Right. Yes. There are a lot of places that you can go that are good, actually. Here we are with another focus on lots of things that are going on in the world. Some surprises. One of the trending stories that Victoria is following has to do with Ryan Reynolds. We'll do some people in the news. And Ryan has gotten a lot of attention for this gin. Yeah. Do you drink gin, either of you?
I do not like gin at all. No.
What does it taste like?
Terrible.
Like pine trees, actually. It's from juniper. Yeah, it's made from juniper berries. To me, it tastes very piney. Really? A lot of people like it. A lot of people drink gin martinis or gin and tonic.
Shaken and not stirred?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the scoop? Why is Ryan Reynolds?
So Ryan Reynolds owns Aviation Gin, and the company has kind of become famous for their very clever marketing, and he does a lot of the Aviation Gin ads. And so last week we talked, well, everyone kept talking about the Peloton Christmas commercial, where mm-hmm. the poor wife is gifted a Peloton bike by her husband, even though she didn't ask for one. And then she basically goes through this whole thing, and everyone hated the commercial. There's a huge backlash. So what Ryan Reynolds decided to do was he hired the actress who plays the Peloton wife, and she now stars in the new Aviation Gin holiday commercial. And if you haven't seen the ad, it's a very cute ad. So it opens on, she's sitting at a bar, she's in between two girlfriends, and they each have gin martinis in front of them, and she's just sort of despondently staring into space. And her two friends don't know what to say to her, because they know that she's been in the middle of this, you know, firestorm of backlash. And so she takes a sip of the gin, and her first words are, she goes, wow, this is really, you know, this gin is really smooth. And then her friend chimes in, we can get you another if you want, like, don't worry. You're safe here. And so essentially they do a toast. She downs the entire martini at once. Her friends kind of look a little surprised. Then they hand her another one. And so then you see Aviation Gin. It's a really cute, clever ad. And obviously capitalizing on probably the biggest marketing, I don't know if you want to call it a scandal, but it certainly has gone to that level for this year. I don't think any other commercial has gotten near the attention that the Peloton ad did. And of course it got attention for all the wrong reasons. It was called classist, sexist, all kinds of stuff. People really not happy.
Now everybody knows who owns Aviation Gin and what it's all about, though, right?
Well, Aviation Gin is certainly doing well, capitalizing on it. Yeah, and the actress herself, I think her name, I forget her name now, I was reading about it this weekend, but she had said that she's not really on social media, but she said when she heard about the backlash, she said she just had no idea that this was even going to happen. And then the guy who plays her husband in the ad, he was really maligned as well, even though he's just an actor, but people don't seem to be able to separate reality from fiction, so yeah. I don't know, she said she's happy for the work, and she's happy that Ryan Reynolds reached out to her agent to try to track her down, to find out who she was, and then to hire her. So she's obviously grateful for the work, but she's in two of the biggest ads of the year now.
Good for her. A couple of other names in the news. Carol Spinney, who is the voice of Big Bird, has passed away at the age of 85. The co-founder of Sesame Street, Joan Ganz Cooney, called her contributions to Sesame Street countless. Not only gave us Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, gave us so much of himself. We at Sesame Workshop mourn his passing and feel an immense gratitude for all he's given to Sesame Street. Sesame Street celebrating this year, 50 years, I think. And Carol Spinney was on the show at the beginning, retired last year. But that was that voice. Isn't that the voice of Big
Well, and
Bird.
Oscar the Grouch, too.
Yeah,
he did both.
Right. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was a Big Bird, came from the mind of Jim Henson and Kermit Love back in 69. Spinney performed the role with an openness and kindness he attributed to never forgetting what it was like to be a kid. Warm and understanding. He was the same, apparently. So,
lots and lots of tributes all weekend long came out to him.
Yeah.
He was a New Yorker because Sesame Street was all filmed in Brooklyn.
Right. Yeah.
So, lots of, like, even Mayor de Blasio put out a really nice tribute to him. And it was, and then actually, the woman who you were just referencing there, the co-creator of Sesame Street.
Joanne Ganz Cooney, yeah.
Yeah. This weekend she was at the White House, or they had a state dinner for all the people who are being honored with the Kennedy Center honors.
Yes.
They actually taped it on Sunday. It's going to air next Sunday.
LL Cool J is the host.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Sesame Street is definitely kind of, I'm sure they're going to mention, I don't know if they taped it already, actually, now that I think about it.
I think
it may have been taped before.
It was, usually done a week or 10 days before. And so, but who doesn't want to have, I remember growing up watching my children watching this, and now I'm in a way, because we haven't introduced Miles to too much video at all, but I think this is something that he could at five, don't you think? At 5 years old,
he'd
be interested
in
what goes on there?
Sure.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to do it before it's too late, actually.
Yeah. Couple of other names in the news. Ron Liebman, remember him? Played Jennifer Aniston's father first on Friends, but then he went on, he was in a number of sitcoms. I don't think he was that old. I didn't see, he's in his 70s. He passed away over the weekend, as did Renee. I've never pronounced this guy's name right. I didn't see him in Benson, but he was in Boston Legal. You'd recognize him instantly if you saw him.
He was in
Albert Genoy. Say what?
He was in everything.
He was a
very recognizable face.
Albert Genoy, was that how you pronounced his name, do you think?
Something like that,
yeah.
I don't know who that is, so I don't know. But
you would if you saw him.
You would know,
Yeah. He had lung cancer. So, but, you know, a lot of these people, you know, smoking gets you. 79's kind of young when you get right down to it.
He always looked old. I think he looked old on Benson, actually.
He did look old, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what, again, kind of what smoking does to you or for you. Here's a reminder for those of you who are interested in being on diets. There's a new diet that we have in one of our podcasts, Good Day Health Show podcast. The focus is on perhaps the most incorrect, politically incorrect diet around. It's at the forbidden politically incorrect diet from Dr. Jack Stockwell, whose website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it all out. You're interested in finding out all you can about all the diets that are around. This one is right there for the listening. It's the latest podcast from Dr. Jack. There are two every week from Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 after the hour here on the DJV program. How many of you are looking around at designer shoes or a designer watch and think, wow, this is really cool? Maybe designer sheets or a designer makeup kit or whatever it is. There are all kinds of things that you are confronted with in terms of decisions as to whether you want to spend money to buy something that supposedly has more value because it was created by a famous designer, or was it created by a famous designer? Here with some warnings about the fakes that are around for the holidays, and man, there are plenty of them, is Steve Talon who is a fellow that has been working in this field pretty much all of his life, a myriad of different industries and technology. So this is something that is important for people. There's so much of this stuff, though, Steve. Where do we even begin?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show, because I personally believe that this is a critical issue at this point for consumers. It really comes down to not just what you want to buy, but where you're looking to buy it. And if you took advantage of all those big Black Friday sales, and you physically ran out to a shopping mall or a boutique or a high-end store of any kind, the chances of those products coming back home and being counterfeit are very small. But now with the burgeoning e-commerce world, where there are not just online stores, but sort of consolidated online marketplaces, such as Amazon, which has its own products, its own sales, but also, again, is a platform for almost any enterprise to establish their own store within the Amazon ecosystem, that's where you begin to have problems.
All right, so let's find out how frequently various consumers are victims of this fake stuff.
Well, online, every single day is the answer to your question. Almost in every product sector, you know, from the luxury goods you spoke of, all the way down to everyday consumer items like clothes detergent, there are counterfeit products available on Amazon to be purchased today. As an example, my wife this past week, we have one of those cool Brita filter water pitchers.
Water filters, yeah.
Right? And she ordered Brita replacement cartridges. And they came to our house just a couple days ago. And let me tell you, they are not authentic Brita filter cartridges for those water pitchers. They are decidedly counterfeit. And my wife bought them on Amazon, but I went to the storefront where she purchased them from. And, of course, the item was sourced from China, not from a domestic American warehouse.
So the Chinese are into, I find it interesting, Apple reports 90% of all the products that they purchased directly from Amazon were counterfeit. So is this all the Chinese? Is that what we're talking about here? The fragrances that are supposed to be from France, and they're not? Some of them have urine and bacteria and antifreeze in them? Good God.
Yeah, it's a decidedly non-American originating influx of counterfeit goods into the United States. A lot of it is definitely coming from China. A lot of it is coming from India and Pakistan, believe it or not, especially when we look at some of the online pharmaceutical marketplaces, that has been a large influx from India and Pakistan.
You know, I find that I'm going to be a little bit of an axe grinder here. The government is all over farmers and people who are working in our country and doing a good job raising food, but they're all being inundated with all kinds of government interference. Where the hell's the government when it comes to this stuff?
Government is actually doing things via customs. So our customs office is designed, you know, obviously for people coming in and out, but it also has border protection for products. So there are customs officials which are actively looking at the containers coming from China, the containers coming from Mexico, all this stuff coming in through our ports of call. For example, and I think this is a great sample of what customs can do. Just last week in Philadelphia, customs seized a large container full of tens of thousands of Oral-B replacement spinning toothbrush heads. Yeah. And they found them, and they noticed some things that were a little bit off with the packaging, because they have some images and partner with the manufacturers.
Where'd they come from?
They came from China.
Yeah, of course.
And
all right.
just think about that, though, where you have a toothbrush with those bristles and those rotating heads. Who knows what they're made of? Who knows
exactly
if they're going to last?
All right, check out the website, systech1.com, SYSTECH1, systech1.com. Thanks to Steve Tallon for being here on the DJB program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 at the hour on the DJV program. Tommy the K is off today, so instead of me fumbling my way through how to create a beautiful front door for Christmas, not my area of expertise, but I am good when it comes to food news, and that's always a great way for us to bring people up to date on some important things that are going on in the world of food, whether it's stuff that you can make at home, the grocery store, or go to the store, or maybe in this case, go to the Krispy Kreme vendor near you, offering chocolate glazed donuts, celebrating eclipses this past year. I'm looking at the history. They had pumpkin spice donuts in September. Now they're offering another one-day special. This time they're honoring the holiday flavor of gingerbread. It's National Gingerbread House Day. Krispy Kreme's gingerbread glazed donut features spiced gingerbread dough covered with a gingerbread molasses glaze. My God, think about how, what does that do to your waistline? It'll be available one day, and it's National Gingerbread House Day, which I believe is on Tuesday this week. All right, National Gingerbread Day. Walmart, no news, the biggest grocer in the U.S., expanding their meal kit business. Company said it plans to start selling pre-portioned meal kits and simpler one-step meals in 2,000 stores this year. Meal kits have become popular, particularly with working parents who had little time or energy to plan meals and shop for groceries. A Blue Apron, HelloFresh, and Plated have tried to outduel one another, but now they have to contend with the two largest retailers entering into the space. Blue Apron laid off a lot of workers last year, share price down 74%. Walmart once again putting another company out of business. That's the American way, I guess. I just have very little use, especially since I found out, and I think I told you last week, that they have, in essence, put a lot of dairy farmers out of business by deciding to do business with just the huge mega dairy producers that have 5, 10, 15,000 cows because they can get the milk cheaper. What they're getting is cheap crap. What they're selling you is cheap crap. But that doesn't bother them because that's what they sell is cheap crap. So more cheap crap in the form of the food, the bottled milk that you get is garbage. That's take it from me, a dairy farmer who knows good milk. They don't have it. They're not getting it, and you're not going to get it either. I hope it makes a difference to you. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. McDonald's says that frozen beef is out fresh beef now. It's going to be used in their quarter pounders. The quarter pounder in every U.S. store, except for the stores in Hawaii and Alaska, will have fresh beef. No preservatives. McDonald's crafted recipe will have fresh beef patties now. Is there a difference in the taste in terms of Big Macs and the what you get? I don't go to these places, so I don't know. Does a Big Mac taste like what you get across the street at Burger King or at Wendy's? A hamburger is hamburger is hamburger. I know they source from my knowledge of how they buy their beef, the way they buy they go to the markets, the animal markets, and they have buyers in each region of the country that buys old cows, and they slaughter them and they grind everything in the cow up into their hamburger. That's what they do. So that must mean that they're doing it more locally in order to make this stuff fresh. They've got to have it in the store, within a day or two of it being created without it being frozen. I think this sounds like quite a challenge, actually, being able to do that. McDonald's has been tinkering with Happy Meals for several years in response to pressure from a lot of public health groups. And so this is their, I guess, the latest way of them dealing with the vagaries of being in that business. I wouldn't want to be in that business by any stretch of the imagination. What business would... I'd like to be in the losing weight business. Matter of fact, as long as we're talking about food, let's talk about what you're eating and how you're going to maintain that svelte figure of yours through the holidays. Matter of fact, through Valentine's Day and through the Super Bowl, a lot of you might be thinking, okay, how can I be successful at this down the road? Well, the answer is to start now. Get on Calitrin, the Calitrin healthy way to lose weight, all natural ingredients, nothing in it that'll make you crazy, jumpy. It's very consistent. Lots of success stories at Calitrin.com. And if you want to start right now going on the diet, get on the program, stay on it for about 6 months. That's what you can do because the special deal now is to buy three and get three free. Three bottles, they last about a month. And for each month you stay on this thing, you have a better chance of losing the weight and keeping it off. After all, isn't that the goal? Not just losing it, but keeping it off. Check out the deal, Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. You buy three at the regular price, get three free for Christmas at Calitrin.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.